USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hoping to press a showdown before the U.S. Supreme Court concerning Roe v. Wade, Republicans in Alabama's state Senate have passed a bill that will ban nearly all abortions, even in cases of rape and incest. Democratic Minority Leader Bobby Singleton pleading with the state's governor not to sign that bill.
I say to Governor Ivey, don't sign this bill. This bill would not be the test case for Roe versus Wade.
Republican Governor Kay Ivey has not publicly said if she will sign that bill. The State Department's ordering all non-emergency government employees in Iraq to leave that country. The order comes as the Defense Department's been warning about a possible threat to Americans in Iraq from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
President Trump says he remains optimistic about being able to resolve a growing trade war with China, telling reporters outside the White House yesterday.
I think it's going to turn out extremely well. We're in a very strong position.
President Trump and the Chinese president are scheduled to meet at the G20 summit in Japan next month, and Trump insists China has taken advantage of the U.S. for too long, calling the U.S. its piggy bank. The man accused of planning to burn down St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City has been found unfit to stand trial. Student Mark Lamparello was arrested in April for allegedly walking into the cathedral with gasoline cans and butane lighters, his arrest coming right after the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The two suspects accused in the recent shootings at a Colorado STEM school are due in court later today. The 18-year-old and underage teen have been held on multiple counts in the case. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Texas State Senate's recently approved a bill to raise the smoking age in the state to 21, and then yesterday the House passed a preliminary version of the bill as well. A final version still has to be approved by the Senate, and it is expected to pass. Many parents sometimes wonder if their child has a cold or if they have allergies. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains the difference.
In the springtime, many folks fall sick to either the common cold or seasonal allergies, and a lot of these symptoms do overlap each other. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narla joins CBS This Morning and explains the difference between your common cold and allergies.
A lot of parents can struggle with that because there can be similarities. So first, it's rare to develop allergies if you're under two, seasonal allergies as a child. Second, you want to look at duration. Are the symptoms lasting a couple days, more likely a cold, or weeks to months, more likely allergies? Track them. Do they happen at the same time every year? Or your kid is okay in the house, and then the minute they go outside, they suddenly start coughing or sneezing. In addition, if there's fever, more likely to be a cold, you can look at the secretions. If the mucus is clear or watery, it's more likely allergies. And importantly, if your child complains a lot of itching eyes, itching nose, that really tends to be more of a hallmark of allergies.
And a 29-year-old Florida man was arrested this week for playing basketball in the nude. It happened in Longwood. He claimed to police he plays better when he's unclothed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.